期末测试二。一，听录音，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。
One, what's paper made from?
It's made from wood.
What's paper made from?
It's made from wood.
Two,
what does the sign mean?
It means no smoking.
What does the sign mean?
It means no smoking.
Three. I heard you had a good time when you visited Zibo last week.
It was boring. It rained the whole day.
I heard you had a good time when you visited Zibo last week.
It was boring. It rained the whole day.
Four.
How many teachers are there in your school?
Oh, there are 40. Half of them are women.
How many teachers are there in your school?
Oh, there are 40. Half of them are women.
Five.Do you know when the telephones were invented?
They were invented in 1876.
Do you know when the telephones were invented?
They were invented in 1876.
Two, 听录音，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。
听第一段材料，完成第六至第七小题。
Where's Jim, Mike?
He has gone to Beijing for his holiday.
Have you ever been to Beijing?
Yes, I went there with my parents last year.
How did you go there?
We went there by plane.
Where's Jim, Mike?
He has gone to Beijing for his holiday.
Have you ever been to Beijing?
Yes, I went there with my parents last year.
How did you go there?
We went there by plane.
Listen to the second part. Complete the eighth to the tenth question.
What are you going to do this summer, Mary?
Oh, Peter, I'm going to stay in the city.
What will you do all day?
I'm going to work with my father at the store. In the evening, I'll read books. On weekends, I'll go to the beach with my family.
Have you ever worked?
No, but I can learn. What about you?
I'm going to camp. I've camped for 4 summers.
I've never camped. What do you do there?
We do many things. In the morning, we go swimming and boating. In the afternoon, we play basketball or tennis. And we sit around a campfire at night. We sing or tell stories.
That sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful. What's John going to do this summer?
I think he's going to the mountains with his parents.
Well, have fun, Mary.
You too, Peter.
What are you going to do this summer, Mary?
Oh, Peter, I'm going to stay in the city.
What will you do all day?
I'm going to work with my father at the store. In the evening, I'll read books. On weekends, I'll go to the beach with my family.
Have you ever worked?
No, but I can learn. What about you?
I'm going to camp. I've camped for 4 summers.
I've never camped. What do you do there?
We do many things. In the morning, we go swimming and boating. In the afternoon, we play basketball or tennis. And we sit around a campfire at night. We sing or tell stories.
That sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful. What's John going to do this summer?
I think he's going to the mountains with his parents.
Well, have fun, Mary.
You too, Peter.
三， 听录音，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。
What can you do to keep children healthy? Here are some ideas about how to eat healthily. First, children should have breakfast. A good breakfast is very important for them. It's necessary to have it in the morning. But some children often go to school without having breakfast, just because they want to sleep a little longer. Remember that a good breakfast will help them study better. Second, children should have milk. It makes them grow stronger. Third, they should have healthy food. Having healthy food is the most important. That means eating lots of different kinds of food, especially fruits and vegetables. Don't eat too much chocolate or ice cream. Some children like eating fast food, but in fact, it's not good for their health. Have healthy eating habits and your children will have a strong body. What can you do to keep children healthy? Here are some ideas about how to eat healthily. First, children should have breakfast. A good breakfast is very important for them. It's necessary to have it in the morning. But some children often go to school without having breakfast, just because they want to sleep a little longer. Remember that a good breakfast will help them study better. Second, children should have milk. It makes them grow stronger. Third, they should have healthy food. Having healthy food is the most important. That means eating lots of different kinds of food, especially fruits and vegetables. Don't eat too much chocolate or ice cream. Some children like eating fast food, but in fact, it's not good for their health. Have healthy eating habits and your children will have a strong body.
四，听录音，完成下列表格，短文读两遍。
Different countries have different ways to celebrate New Year. In Spain, everybody must have 12 grapes to eat at midnight. At each sound of the clock, they must eat a grape. Usually, when people still have some grapes in their mouths, they look at each other and start to laugh. On New Year's Day in Britain, people have parties. At 12 o'clock, the music stops and people listen to the radio. On the radio, people hear Big Ben, the famous clock in London. Then everybody sings a song about friendship and kisses their friends. It's lucky if a tall man with dark hair is the first person to come to the house in the New Year. In all cities in Brazil, people have a big party on New Year's Eve, especially in Rio de Janeiro. People in the city go to the beaches to watch fireworks. They put flowers in the sea and think about things they want for themselves or others. They usually wear white clothes for good luck during the New Year. Different countries have different ways to celebrate New Year. In Spain, everybody must have 12 grapes to eat at midnight. At each sound of the clock, they must eat a grape. Usually, when people still have some grapes in their mouths, they look at each other and start to laugh. On New Year's Day in Britain, people have parties. At 12 o'clock, the music stops and people listen to the radio. On the radio, people hear Big Ben, the famous clock in London. Then everybody sings a song about friendship and kisses their friends. It's lucky if a tall man with dark hair is the first person to come to the house in the New Year. In all cities in Brazil, people have a big party on New Year's Eve, especially in Rio de Janeiro. People in the city go to the beaches to watch fireworks. They put flowers in the sea and think about things they want for themselves or others. They usually wear white clothes for good luck during the New Year.